how booked up is your calendar? All of those holiday events start swinging, you know, people begging you to meet for a lunch or a drink because you haven't seen them in what, 12 months? So you have to see them, almost 12 months. You have to see them. It's that time of year again. And, you know, listen, I don't want to sound like I don't like reconnecting with people because I get a big kick out of it. And I think, boy, why don't we do this more? But it can be costly. And, one of the things you have to make sure you have on hand at this time of the year probably is, some booze, some hooch, some stuff from the LCBO. I was, taking a look in the, newspapers this morning and I was going by the National Post and Randall Denley, columnist with the National Post is alleging that the government is hooked on booze revenue and that trumps, rationality. And you know that the premier right now is poised to finally eliminate the beer store's monopoly. They have to, in the next few weeks, tell us if they are going to renew or axe the master framework agreement. And that'll break up that monopoly. But he is saying that the monopoly that people should really be concerned about is not the beer store. It's the LCBO. Now, the LCBO is a cash cow for the government, delivered $2.58 billion worth of dividend to the government last year. Here to talk about the consequences of breaking that up, Lisa Hutchinson, retail strategist and consultant. Welcome to the Kelly Cotrera Show.
Thanks for having me.
Listen, I know that you have said in the past that it's the beer store is a very outdated model, but the beer store and the LCBO were both founded in 1927 when Prohibition ended in Canada. So is the LCBO as outdated as the beer store?
Well, it's a close runner-up, that's for sure. I mean, it's got lots of similarities in being sort of that one commodity, although there is a lot more diversity within the assortment of the LCBO. And the LCBO has really evolved. You know, I can remember the day, my early days of being legal, to make a purchase that in the LCBO was very similar in terms of filling out that little piece of paper and somebody went to the back and brought you your, you know, your bottle of wine or your bottle of alcohol out from the back. So it's definitely evolved significantly from there in the whole experience, in fact, in the assortment that it carries and the overall experience. Whereas the beer store hasn't changed much. You know, it has a few open display areas, but other than that, it stayed fairly similar.
The columnist that I was talking about earlier on before I introduced you said, you know, it's not just how much money the LCBO that makes, it's a problem. It's the government's control over what Ontarians drink and how much we pay for it. I've always found that the LCBO is dismal when it comes to selection. I get that there's selection there, but I think if we open this up to the private market, we would have a lot more choice. Should the government even be involved in this?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a choice perspective, I think some of it is a bit, you know, depending on your location, you know, and the size of their store in terms of the offering. And, you know, so definitely it is, it's not only just, you know, their control over, but even the control over where it's sold through. So, you know, the convenience factor for the consumer being able to choose where they can buy and make that purchase, you know, it opened up a little bit. In terms of restaurants and bars being able to include it in their food delivery and takeout during COVID. But that, you know, that's been a long time even to open that opportunity. So, you know, is there an opportunity? I get the control and the need for, you know, the government to have the regulations in terms of the age of purchasing and so on. But that doesn't mean that they need to be the ones that sell it exclusively.
Sure. I mean, we have, if you take a cannabis store, we've got private operators within the cannabis realm. I mean, it's all regulated with the government, but they have to also check IDs. It's not that it couldn't happen for the, you know, if we opened up the market for other people to get involved in selling alcohol.
For sure. And there are those, some of the stores that has some licenses in, you know, sort of cottage country in the smaller markets. And so there shouldn't be any reason why that wouldn't be possible in, you know, in, even in the urban areas.
I think that one of the reasons why the government may be hesitant to break up the LCBO has to do with the amount of things that it funds, all net income from the LCBO goes towards an annual dividend to the government, helps fund key local and provincial public programs like healthcare, education, infrastructure. That could be a massive loss.
Very true. Very true. And I think that's something that has to be looked at. You know, it's similar, but it's different from the beer store in terms of this master framework agreement. Is that something that should be looked at as well? You know, obviously, but thinking about all the factors that play into that, as you said, in terms of the impact that it makes on taxes and the things that it pays for, I think that that's something to be considered. But, you know, when we think about the master framework agreement that really was very structured around, you know, these big breweries, you know, I think it's a time to be opening it up to other opportunities.
Right. Do you think then that this is a bit of a pipe dream, the idea that the government, you know, would give up their monopoly with the LCBO?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably, I think that's something that is very far out in the future. If that were to happen, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens in the beer store, and especially if the sort of messaging that we're getting that it is going to come to an end. You know, there's 2 years to even sort of figure out what that looks like before the framework actually, you know, before the agreement comes to a complete end. So I think these next 2 years will be interesting to see how that plays out.
Lisa, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time. You have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.